This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Microsoft has announced today that its CEO, Steve Ballmer, will retire within the next year. Ballmer has led the company at a difficult time for the tech giant, which has struggled to transition its products in an era when the personal computer seems to be going out of style. Marketplace tech reporter Queena Kim has been following this story this morning. Hi, Queena.
Hey, Ben.
So before we get to the stock price, give me a crash course in Ballmer.
Yeah, well, he's been CEO since 2000. He went to Harvard, and I mention that because that's where he met Microsoft's co-founder, Bill Gates. Unlike Gates, Ballmer graduated, and a few years later, in 1980, he joined Microsoft as its first business manager.
So judging by the uptick in stock price this morning, it looks like investors are happy.
Yeah, well, when Ballmer became CEO about 10 years ago, Microsoft was sort of the big cheese in consumer technology. PC sales were really strong, and on almost every PC, you have Windows and Microsoft Office. But as you know, sales are softening as more people are turning to tablets and smartphones from other companies. Anurag Rana is an analyst at Bloomberg Industries, and he says investors are down on Ballmer because Microsoft has been behind on almost every big trend since he's been CEO.
Tablets is the one that they missed the boat on, biggest thing for them. They were 2.5-3 years too late on that side. And Mr. Ballmer decides to call it a day, and really that's making everyone happy.
The tablet he mentioned is the Surface. The company just took a $900 million write-down on it. Its smartphones aren't catching on, nor is Windows 8. But Rana says Microsoft still has tons of cash on hand, almost $70 billion. And so if it can snag a forward-thinking CEO, he or she will have the resources for a turnaround.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. Queena Kim, tech reporter for Marketplace. Queena, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.